Hello, I'm Heather Klutz-Young, Senior Editor of STM Magazine. Today I'm here with John LaFond, Vice President of Integrated Systems of Linear LLC. Today we're here to talk about the pros and cons of browser-based versus PC-based access control. LaFond has been in the industry 24 years and has also been actively selling embedded browser-based access control systems for 8 years. Thanks so much for being with us here today, John.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Since we're talking about browser-based versus PC-based access control, can you first start off with a little background about the evolution of those technologies in our industry today?
Absolutely. You know, interesting enough, embedded browser-based access control systems, the technology is not new. If you actually take a parallel from the video market, you'll see that many of the products today offer embedded browser technologies. And over time, 8 years ago, most of the technologies were PC client-server based, and they've evolved to the benefits associated with why folks use embedded browser technologies.
That's an interesting point. So moving on then, can you more detailed describe the differences between a browser-based access control system and a PC-based one?
Absolutely. You know, I think interesting enough, I use the term out-of-the-box ready, and the ability to not have to go find a server, understand what the operating system of that server is, load a software application on a particular server, and on other PCs, have to go and load a client application on the other machines that actually want to view and manage that information for the access control system. The significant advantage of that embedded browser technology is all the different computers and tablets and phones, smartphones today, all have browsers built into them. So the ability to take a panel and hang it on the wall, put a static IP address into that particular panel and browse to it without having to load any software is a significant advantage. The key is that I don't have to deal with any operating system compatibility issues, and I don't have to deal with loading any client applications on those other machines. And the key plus of the whole browser element is mobility, the ability to take a tablet. I have a Motorola Zoom as well as an Apple iPad, and I can browse to any one of our systems through an Android or your iPad technology and manage it, manipulate it from anywhere in the world. It's really, really nice.
Yeah. Those are a lot of benefits, for sure. Just to flip that around on the opposite side, with those benefits, are there any possible drawbacks to either system that should be considered?
You know, the drawback is that more and more, I wouldn't even necessarily call it a drawback because it's on the network. And, you know, the only drawback is you have to be prepared to be able to work with your IT professional. And the positive element of that is when they understand the technology, you have a leg up over your traditional PC client server based technologies just because the IT professional truly prefers something that's solid state running Linux or some type of proprietary operating system embedded into the platform. So it's less susceptible to issues associated with running a server or a client on a different machine.
Yeah, that brings up a really good point, that relationship of working with businesses' IT systems and those IT personnel. So could you go a little bit more in depth about what dealers would know about the installation and management of these browser-based systems, and then also more specifically how it works within a business's IT systems?
So if you look at, one is on almost every installation today, the technology leverages the backbone of the IT network, the infrastructure of these facilities. And so by working with your IT professional, they easily understand the benefits of these technologies and makes your sale easier and faster when they know that, in most cases, I'll use the term a zero footprint, you're not actually loading any type of application onto their network that could potentially cause an issue and a conflict on the network that could take the system down and or cause server or PC-related issues.
Okay. Yeah, great points. In addition to IT, I think another very key part of the industry, especially that continues to develop, is that idea of integration, even on the access control side. So when you look at a browser-based access control system, are there any reasons why it would be easier or more difficult or any of the above to integrate with security or video or other systems?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so there's two things. One, generally speaking, is the age of the platforms out there in the marketplace. So if you look, there's roughly 100-plus manufacturers in the marketplace. If you look at the embedded browser market segment, I'm going to say there's less than 10 or approximately 10 manufacturers in that particular market segment. All those systems, all those platforms are relatively new platforms. And being that they're new, they comply with industry protocol. So when you look at having an ODBC compliant product, you know, ODBC implying that's open database connectivity, you know, it's a specific protocol that allows various manufacturers to communicate and interplay with each other, versus older systems were generally a proprietary communication format. They had their own proprietary client applications, and their databases were very, very segmented and unique to that particular product. Whereas today, you know, these devices are network appliances, so they conform to industry networking protocols and security protocols. Database structures are open. They have, you know, the ODBC compliant. They have APIs, so you can do an application programming interface that allows you to, again, interplay these two platforms or multiple platforms together. I envision the evolution of these systems to be, in the long term, will be a security management platform. So today, we're talking about the platform as an access control system, but the reality is in the future, when you start to add on, you start to bolt on the various other technologies that these systems can easily bring information together and combine. Generally, I use the term, if 1 and 1 equals 3, by combining a technology A and technology B, when you combine them, they bring greater value when combined, then you know, you would look to bring those technologies together in the future. And in many cases, that is where we're headed.
Yeah, which is exciting. You did mention a lot of specific industry standards. Is that pretty much the nuts and bolts of what dealers need to pay attention to, or is there anything else standard specific that dealers should be aware of as it relates to network access control?
You know, one is, I think if you look in the marketplace and you look at the evolution of the dealers in the market segment, many, many, many of the dealers have evolved into having an IT component of their business. And so, one, our dealers, in order to be successful in the future, have to understand how products operate on the network and the associated buzzwords, if you want to put it that way, to be able to communicate to the IT professional, the person that's managing these systems today and more in the future. So, you know, understanding of networking technology is very, very important. The other component is, as we move towards the cloud or the ability to have remote managed systems, the dealer's going to need to understand the protocols associated with that and the encryption standards associated with that in order to make that client feel comfortable that from anywhere in the world we could access those systems, manage, manipulate, and assist them.
Yeah, that's very true. Like you're saying, there's a definite evolution and a growth to where this is going in the industry. One quick question, do you have an estimated breakdown about the number of browser versus PC-based access control systems currently in the field, as this is something newer that's growing?
You know, interesting enough, the mar- segment, you know, when I speak to it, I said there was roughly 100 manufacturers, give or take, small number of manufacturers in the marketplace. Of that, you can count on, you know, two hands, 10 folks that actually have a good embedded browser-based product portfolios. And most of those have just come out of the, have just introduced products over the last several years into this market segment. So it's a fairly small number, but it is projected within our industry as a very significant high growth area. I think the one piece that's important to understanding the growth in this particular segment, meaning to answer the question specifically, I'd say maybe 5% of the systems in the market would be browser-based. In the long term, I think if you compare the total cost of ownership of a PC-based system with a moving hard drive, with a certain operating system compatibility, with client applications that need to be installed on other pieces of gear, that again also have operating system issues and maintenance and updates associated with it, when you look at a solid state embedded platform that runs on a browser, we literally jokes at Linear, we were looking at doing we wanted to do a Windows 9 ad when Windows 8 was coming out, saying we're Windows 9 compatible. Unfortunately, it wasn't something that we were allowed to do, but we were basically just showing how when Windows 9 comes out, we knew we were going to be compatible, so we didn't have to deal with the legacy issues associated with older operating systems and things like that. So again, that total cost of ownership will drive why this market segment is growing significantly.
Yeah, that's so very true. So a lot of good information, a lot for listeners to think about. Thank you so much for taking some time out, being with us today, and just breaking down a little bit more of that developing relationship and evolution between browser-based and PC-based access control.
We'd like to thank SDM for the opportunity, and if anybody has any questions, don't hesitate to contact me.
Absolutely, yes. Anyone could contact SDM. We'd put them in touch with you. And also, for more information, listeners can also go right to www.linearcorp.com as well to get more information. Thank you.